Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Hello, Joseph Pagani.
Hello, Larry Williams.
And hello, Chris Lynch.
Hello, Larry Williams.
News Talk ZB in Christchurch.
Hello, Chris Lynch.
All right, JC. Now, I'm coming to you first on this, Chris, because Josie can start with the Labour list later on.
Thanks a lot.
So, well, you know a lot about that stuff. Pike River, Chris, excuse me, what is your take on all of this? I mean, the footage, is it a cover-up or is it not a cover-up? Is it important? I mean, the more you delve into this, the more confusing the story gets. The Prime Minister comes out of his press conference and says, oh, all the footage was given, the 30 hours was given to the Royal Commission. You'd speak to the Commissioner, spoke to the Commissioner, said, oh, we're not sure how much was given to the Commission. It just all looks, doesn't look right. A bit of a stench.
It's confusing. It's confusing and it's tricky. And I heard your interview with Mike Clement from police, who said we're looking into our systems to see what police did hand over to the Royal Commission of Inquiry. Mate, you've had 24 hours to sort it out. You should know that by now. And you're right, that media release, I think, opens up more questions than solve answers. It doesn't particularly reference the men seen in the video seen on television last night. And frankly, if police are so committed to transparency, family members would have already have been in receipt of all the video footage they deem relevant. And I mean, on my show this morning, on ZB, I spoke to Sonia Rockhouse, whose son tragically died in this. And she said she had seen that video for a while now, but she wasn't prepared to go further. So I get the impression there were some family members that may well have been in receipt of this information. But as you've already spoken to, as Nigel Hampton QC, this was the first time that he'd seen the video footage. So something, this, even if it's not a cover-up, there's something tricky going on. There's a rewriting of history, and that is the concern.
Right. Some have seen excerpts, Josie, but a lot have said. And Anna Osborne was one, an hour after, or just after they released their press statement today. Yeah, she was called up, and no, haven't seen it. Haven't seen anything.
That's so, the problem.
Yeah.
That, you know, even if some have seen it, clearly most of the families haven't, the lawyers haven't. And so they're being asked, as we are, we're being asked to trust the assurance that the mine is not safe to enter. And then you have your face knocked. And you imagine with those families, I mean, the unimaginable pain they've gone through to then see this footage. Look, I don't believe for one moment that the government has any interest in a cover-up. There's no evidence of that. But you have to ask, you know, what the hell is going on here? You cannot ask those families to believe you that the mine's not safe to enter and for us to trust that it isn't. If you're not sharing that sort of information and those sorts of video images with us. I don't think there is a cover-up, Larry. But the other question you have to ask yourself is who leaked it? So clearly there's somebody who's uncomfortable enough to have raised a red flag and think someone needs to see this, something here is not quite right.
Right, and they have got more footage. I don't think there's any question about that, Chris. So the other thing is the police this morning, they're saying the stuff was of no evidential value. Well, that's up to the Royal Commission to actually decide what value it is, and they should have released, I would have thought, just basic common sense. You release the 30 hours of video, you give it to the Royal Commission, and they can sift through it and decide